This is Dr. Subhadip Kolanski of Republic of Dalmy Napier. This date of birth is 127-950 and you can history colon polyp. And diarrhea. Today's finger microscanless and retro blood pressure personal carriage, colonoscopy, mature lumpus video, pediatric colonoscopy and switch to lumpus video, pediatric lumpus video gastroscope. Push it down to the sand to patient lyrics. The scope pediatric colonoscope and play rectum after sigmoid. Could not push beyond the sigmoid, rectus sigmoid area. The same done, this can remove the, replace the colonoscope with a gastroscope. The gastroscope, I was able to pass the rectus sigmoid area to distal sigmoid colon side. I would close the nodule, but I could not advance the full scope from this area because it really tortures colon. The same done, this can procedure. Up to the distal sigmoid colon, I did not see evidence of any polyp, but that would close the nodule. There was any colitis. It's called a retro intrahamular breast cancer, a physical pressure from the complication finding number one, incomplete colonoscopy up to distal sigmoid colon because it's very tortuous colon, probably from prior diverticulosis. Number two, colonoscopy only up to the distal sigmoid colon, number three, diverticulosis, number four, intrahamular commission. I'm going to have a CT colonogram for further evaluation. Depending on the CT colonogram, virtual colonoscopy finding will go from there. If that comes out negative for any colitis, then we're directing to a CT enterogram. If that CT colonogram comes negative for recurrent polyps, then repeat colonoscopy in 3 years. And if the CT colonogram shows any polyps, then repeat the colonoscopy. Probably the intraoperative colonoscopy will be much more beneficial following reduced infection. Lisa McAvoy, Bishop Primary Care Provider. Dr. Arnold Fleischman and copy Dr. Parham Saturday. The episode was March 13th to 23rd. It was March 13th to 23rd. Patients of